This is GQDN for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're good. Go to the checkout line. Put in the promo code QUEST and enjoy it. Get 25% off of your purchase. That's right. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have, the atypical Nintendo download, especially after yesterday. What happened there? What did the Playdate developers do? And is Diablo 4 getting better? But today, we begin with WCCF Tech, and they're saying that the Larian Studios, or Larian the CEO, has a lot of respect for Bethesda Studios, but he's not trying to grow a studio that much. And the Larian Studios, Swin Bickey, did have a nice little discussion with Game Industry, and he was talking about a lot of different things, like Baldur's Gate 3, and how they were trying to avoid an overlap with Bethesda, and he did talk about the respect for the studio. Here's what he said, quote, "I have a lot of respect for Bethesda. If you're at sea and a bigger boat passes by, the rule is that you go out of the way for the bigger boat. They were a bigger boat. We went out of the way for Bethesda, but we still wanted the world to pay attention to us. We had a lot of narrative heavy premonitions, so we wanted to showcase that the game was very big on identity and how that identity is reflected into the game. We were also a much more cinematic game. Immersion gameplay was similar in that our missions were. I think those three were definitely highlights of what we wanted to focus on." He did also talk about why he wants to grow, but maybe they can't grow. So here's what he said, quote, "I have expressed a strong desire to the teams not to grow. The teams have told me in extreme detail why we needed to grow. So there is a fight going on right now. I'm actually one that is trying to hold it back. And they have legitimate reasons why they want to grow it. Because they have ambitions they need to achieve. We're trying to keep it sane. So, will they grow or will they not grow? We shall see." Now, if you want a Nintendo emulator, the App Store for Apple is there for you. According to GamesRadar.com, there's a retro Nintendo game emulator that is now live on the Apple App Store. And that's because of the changes that was made to the Apple's app review guidelines. Now, what the article did say was they're not really sure if this app is against the Nintendo agreement. But Delta went to the App Store and Rally Testant did develop Delta for the App Store. I got that backwards. My bad. So, that Nintendo emulator is now on your phone. So enjoy it while you can. We shall see what happens then. What else could be on your phone? Oh, not yet. Maybe not ever. PC Gamer did say that CDPR said that The Witcher 4 is being worked on. And Pavel Sesko did talk with Aftermath. He's the associate director of the Cyberpunk games, and right now that is codenamed Orion, but PC Gamer is calling it Cyberpunk 2. I think we'll say the same. And they did discuss the infamous Cyberpunk 2077 launch and some of the internal changes that did affect some of the projects that are going on. But he did say that Witcher 4 is being, quote, intensively worked on, end quote. So that game, as far as what we know, is in the works. They also did talk about why they went on from Phantom Liberty from Cyberpunk 2077, but that was that, because essentially they wanted to work on other games. I bet they will love to work on this one. BG247 was talking about Diablo 4, and what they were saying was, while Diablo 4, its launch was, let's say, mediocre. Okay, that's an opinion, and I'm sorry if I made anybody angry. But they did say that maybe Season 4 is better in the game than anything else right now. because VG247 was in the Diablo 4 PTR, and they said that you'll get a better version of the aspect, and now the codecs will be very helpful, not like before. And that's because it will act as a repository for all the aspects that you have discovered. There are also some new crafting systems, which will give you more power to fine-tune your focus loot, but we shall see what happens with Diablo 4. Now, Playdate developers via Engadget.com made more than $500,000 in the catalog sales. In fact, they posted a nice picture of the catalog report 2024, and they said that $544,290.12 was earned by the catalog developers. The average price in the catalog in the anniversary sale was $4.50. The average game price was $5.36, and 150K game purchase. And that was done in North America, most of Europe, and Japan. That all happened last year. This nice little console, handheld console, came out 2 years ago. Not bad. Not bad at all. But we end today's show with a bunch of releases that's coming to Switch. Now, we know some of them because of yesterday, but now here is what is coming. And this is coming to the eShop. They did provide the highlights, which is Grounded, Planet of Lana, Sticky Business, and Stitch. Those aren't the only ones. Tale of Paper, Refolded, Archer 3D, Bow Shooting Range, Corn Kids 64, Evil God Caron, nice little horror game, Lunar Axe, Park Them All, Stone Age Digital Edition, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade, Wrath of the Mutants. That's on the 23rd, about 5 days. So yeah. And which country is larger? And Nintendo Life did provide a poll of which one are you going to get? Well, not me, not any of them. I don't have a Nintendo Switch, but you do. And of course, we talk about all that stuff because we are Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people. Thank you.